Rory, a new chapter for you. Was it a difficult decision to come to Derry City?
It wasn't a difficult decision. It's a fantastic opportunity. The most difficult thing for me was my relationship with Stephen Kenny's very strong, and it was very, very difficult to leave that. I love my job with the FAI, and I gained phenomenal experience, and it's an experience that I want to bring into this job as well. And I think it's the right time. I think it's the right club. And it's my club, and it's something that I can't wait to get stuck into.
And you're taking your first training session today. What will your message be to the players?
My message will be to the players. Obviously, a lot of the young players have brilliant relationships with Declan. Declan's brought them through along with Paddy, and so it's just try and get a smile back in their face and prepare and enjoy training today and get a spring in their step and try and go to Sligo, and there's no reason why we can't go to Sligo and get 3 points.
And Rory, on top of that, of course, you know, having been a player here yourself, you'll know the demands from the Derry City supporters. What's your message there?
I only know it too well. No, my message is this is a long term plan. My end goal is to get Derry City back to the top Irish football. And I will do work morning, noon, and night to try and make that happen. I can assure people of that. And I will also try and attract really, really good players to the club, but also keep the ethos of bringing good young players through. That's very, very important for this football club to be sustainable.
And just finally, a 3.5-year contract is a big commitment from both parties.
It is, and it was a real leap of faith from a club, and I really appreciate it. And it's, again, I just can't wait to get started. It's going to be a long-term project, and this is the beginning of it.
You're committed, Rory.
All right.
Cheers, pal. Thank you.